Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two men are facing smuggling charges resulting in deaths of 53 people in San Antonio's Texas heat. 45-year-old Homero Zamorano Jr. and 28-year-old Christian Martinez will face a jury. Lawlessness continues to rule the streets in New York City overnight. A 20-year-old woman pushing a stroller with a 3-month-old baby had her life taken away in the Upper East Side. NYPD Commissioner Keechan Sewell.
Immediately after the shooting, the suspect fled the scene on foot, heading eastbound on East 95th Street. He is described as a male who was last seen wearing a hooded sweatshirt, sweatpants, and black pants, all black. At this time, there are no arrests, and I'm urging anyone who has information that can help us with this investigation to please call us at 1-800-577-TIPS.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas' wife, Jenny Thomas, will not testify to the January 6th committee. Her lawyers say they do not have a sufficient basis to demand her testimony because the documents the committee has obtained do not show any wrongdoing. Her lawyer also claimed a bias in the January 6th committee would be anything but fair. The feds are leveling child labor laws against Jersey Mike's Subway sandwiches.
The U.S. Department of Labor is finishing up an investigation into several Jersey Mike's Subs locations. Authorities found the sandwich chain broke child labor laws by allowing 14 and 15-year-olds to work past 7 p.m. on school days and more than 3 hours on school days. The shops also neglected to keep proof of age documents on file. In total, Jersey Mike's is paying nearly $25,000 for violating civil liberties. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
It's been 6 months since the James Webb Space Telescope took an orbit 1 million miles away from Earth. Scientists are saying images coming in are bringing tears to their eyes. NASA will release several images beginning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern on July 12th. An Economist YouGov poll conducted earlier this week shows if the midterms were held today, Americans would vote Republican by a whopping 5%. That was a jump from 4% a week earlier. As mainstream media and Democrats think everything hinges on January 6th and the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, reality shows it does not. What the administration has done to the U.S. economy has angered many Americans. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer on Fox News says he can see right through the propaganda machine.
It's amazing just how sensible the American people are. They know what is important in their lives. They have a real sense of priorities, and it's almost always economic. It's pain, it's suffering, it's costs. These are the things people live by. And it just staggers me to see how the American press corps is from Venus and the American people are from Mars. When you look at the press corps, and a lot of the Democrats on Capitol Hill, almost all of them, they think the entire election is about January 6th. They think the entire election is the American people have risen up in favor of Roe v. Wade instead of being equally divided about Roe v. Wade. They are so out of touch with the American people.
Lance Pryde, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch. Yes, it is DeRoy Murdoch time. And it's always great to have his perspective here to give us some balance in the midst of all these emotions that have been flying around since, SCOTUS finally handed down the official decision on Roe v. Wade. DeRoy is a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, good to have you with us.
Bill, it's great to be on with you.
Well, before we get on to Roe, let's just for entertainment's sake and maybe for a little bit of comedy, let's peek in on the January 6th committee. I mean, oh boy, everything. We had this real exciting news, breaking news was going to happen, and they bring a person on that is like, what? What are you telling me?
Yeah, quite astonishing. Yeah, we had this special... event, a special hearing, which was not normally scheduled. They brought up all of a sudden, and this was supposed to be this bombshell revelation from a woman who worked for Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff under President Trump, and she said that had this amazing news that she heard from someone else, heard from somebody else who knew a friend who's got a friend who heard that after the riots began in on January 6th, the President Trump was in his limousine, and he jumped out of his seat and lunged, trying to grab the steering wheel so they would take him up to Capitol Hill, and he smacked one of his Secret Service agents, and on and on. And I think within a few minutes, the Secret Service agent came forward, and I think he maybe put out a Twitter message or something and said, and that didn't happen. And the two service agents in the car, I believe, are asking if they can come up to Capitol Hill before the committee and testify that this is nonsense, this didn't take place.
And that's unprecedented. Normally they wouldn't do that, right? Number one.
They stay very quiet, but
exactly. Number two was interesting. He contacted CNN of all people. He didn't go to Fox. right? So that was interesting as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So at least one of these guys has come forward. I think the second one wants to. And this is just ridiculous. I mean, I've never been inside of, but I've seen the beast, the so-called presidential limousine. That is a big vehicle. I mean, you would have to hop over quite a bit of space to get in and try to grab the steering wheel. And if President Trump had grabbed the steering wheel, he would have personally then steered all the way to Capitol. It's just a laughable story. It's just ridiculous. And this committee keeps coming up with these incredible bombshells. Like, oh my God, members of Congress discuss pardons with Trump. Whoa. Well, look, any member of Congress can talk to the President of the States and say, look, I have a constituent or a friend or a relative or myself who ought to get a pardon. The president has the power to pardon. He could decide to pardon or not to pardon. You or I could contact President Biden and say, please pardon such and such a person. There's no crime in discussing pardons. What's the crime there? And then another outrage. Oh, my God. It turns out Trump believed that January 6th would be violent. Yeah, that's exactly correct. In fact, that's why he approved 20,000 National Guard troops to be on the streets of Washington, D.C. to maintain the peace, law and order. And what happened? Muriel Bowser, the Democrat mayor of Washington, D.C., and Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat Speaker of the House, vetoed the National Guard troops. Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., issued a letter, which is online. You can look it up, which came out January 5th, in which she said, just to be clear, we do not want the National Guard troops. We believe the D.C. police can do it themselves. They're to stand down if they they're not to make any move until they hear from me and my security people. So,
exactly.
Yeah, in fact, Trump did think it could get violent, and yes, he tried to stop it. And what do? They stopped him. So all of these big revelations that are coming out, in my opinion, turn out to be nothing big, expected typical political behavior. And I'm waiting for somebody to point to any law, statute, regulation, or even suggestion that Donald J. Trump violated. I don't see it. I mean, the more that this committee conducts its very, very boisterous machinations, the less I think that they have to show for all of their efforts.
Well, Bowser is probably hoping that that letter that is in front of God and everybody somehow gets associated with Hunter Biden's laptop and is labeled as Russian disinformation, right? Because, I mean, this is way too revealing, DeRoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe rather than, the dog ate my homework, maybe the dog wrote the letter to the Attorney General and the Pentagon. Yeah, this letter is sent to the Department of Justice and the Department of Defense, and it's signed by the mayor of Washington, D.C., January 5, 2021, and it says, basically, back off. We don't want the National Guard. And if the National Guard had been there, we'd have 20,000 National Guard troops on the streets of D.C., which is what Donald J. Trump wanted. Everything would have stayed peaceful. Anybody who tried to rush the Capitol would have been stopped. I'm sure they would have been deterred by the sight of all these National Guard troops, well armed and in uniform, and they wouldn't even attempted anything. They would have been peaceful. People would have made noise. They would have expressed their practiced their First Amendment rights to express concerns about shenanigans during the 2020 elections, which they had every right to do, as Democrats did in 2016 when they refused to accept the idea that Hillary Clinton fair and square lost the election to Donald J. Trump. There were 2016 deniers. They call us 2020 deniers. Well, there were certainly 2016 deniers. You have every right to do that, and people can say, yep, you're right, or they'd say, sorry, you're crazy. And that would have been the case. That would have been the whole thing. But the Democrats stepped in, stopped the National Guard troops, didn't let them do their jobs, which is what Donald J. Trump wanted. And what you got was the mayhem of January 6th. The Democrats are the ones who allowed that to happen.
Well, if you had National Guard there, then you would have had all these operatives, FBI associated operatives, that would have been blocked, and that would have put a kink in their party that they had planned.
I think it would have. I mean, we've not heard the full story on the number of FBI agents and other informers who seem to be mixed into the crowd on January 6th. There are various people who seem to be egging them on, saying, attack the Capitol, attack the Capitol. Mm-hmm. Like they were prodding these people to do this. One of them was in a crowd, not on January 6th, but the night before, telling people in this crowd, tomorrow, attack the Capitol, attack the Capitol. And these people thought he was a federal agent. They all start chanting, Fed. And I think if we ever get to the actual truth of this, I think we'll learn that this whole thing was basically like the Reichstag fire, that the Democrats and the left wanted to set up a situation which they then could tie around the necks of Republicans and the right for the next 50 to 100 years. And I don't know if the thing got more out of control than they wanted, or maybe as out of control as they wished. Who knows? I don't know if we'll ever know that. But it certainly gave them something to talk about and a very convenient cudgel to knock over the head of Donald J. Trump, even though, again, he tried with 20,000 troops, if they'd been deployed, to keep anything from going wrong, and they prevented that from happening.
Well, he's such a lousy insurrectionist leader because, first of all, he offers 20,000 National Guard troops. He tells people, go down to the Capitol and peacefully demonstrate and let them know how you feel. Again, he stressed peaceful. And, and they've come up with this narrative, just like they did in the second impeachment that, Adam Schiff dreamt up. And why Adam Schiff still has place and why the media continues to put him before us galls me. Because, I mean, here's an attorney who's supposed to know better, and he is taking full advantage of this political environment to really, to me, put a black eye in the face of other lawyers.
Yeah, exactly right. And this is the same guy who spent the better part of 3 years saying, I have definite, clear evidence, you know, clear mm-hmm. convincing evidence that Donald J. Trump is a Russian agent, that he's taking orders from the Kremlin, that he's a puppet of Putin, and I've got the evidence right here, sitting right on my desk. I personally contacted Adam Schiff's office three or four times. I said, I'd love to see this evidence. Would you please share it with me? I contacted the press secretary and other folks and said, can I please see this evidence that Adam Schiff has? Never heard anything back. I finally sent one final email. I think I called as well. I did both.
We got to go to break. You can hear the police. They're coming to get DeRoy. Just kidding. We've got more from him after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. With only 2% of the population in India professing to be Christian, the Tide Ministry utilizes several techniques to reach the lost. One of these is a highly successful Bible Club satellite TV program spoken in Hindi to reach the children of India. This unique method has become an effective way of communicating the gospel with children. The feedback that we receive from the field indicates a broad reach of this satellite ministry and what a blessing it is for the children, especially those living in northern Indian villages. Even some adults are learning about the gospel through this program. We're grateful that satellite TV can reach even the most remote villages, but even more importantly, carries the light of Christ into spiritually hungry hearts. To learn how you can pray for and encourage children throughout India as they hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, they're still around. I mean, they're still. You can tell we're talking to DeRoy. He's in New York. I guess this is kind of the everyday sound for you, isn't it?
Yeah, this is actual evidence of the crime surge here in New York City. I think overall crime's up about, I don't know, 35%. So, yeah, this goes on, folks. If you live in New York City, this is what you hear all day long and all night long. It never, ever stops.
Well, I think Neil Diamond made a song about this, called it The Beautiful Noise. You know?
Yeah, it's
a great song.
It interrupts my beautiful sleep.
Yeah, exactly. And our beautiful conversation here that we're having right now. DeRoy, I did want to address something that the media is not really doing much on, and that is the 53 dead illegal aliens in a truck near San Antonio. I mean, this is at the footsteps of one Joe Biden. Can't be anybody else with this open border policy that he's ensuing.
No, I think that, unfortunately, this is an absolute horror, a total atrocity. These people were found in the trailer of a 18-wheel rig, which I guess was driven up from the border and just left on the side of the road in San Antonio. And these poor people just sat in this truck and baked alive. 53 of them dead. I think 15 of them may have survived, and they're obviously severely dehydrated, but somehow they survived this horror show. I mean, this sounds like something. To me, it's reminiscent almost of the cattle cars full of Jews in Poland in the 1940s under the Nazis. I mean, it's a horror of that level. And Biden, his press secretary just today or yesterday said, this is Karine St-Pierre, the White House press secretary, quote, "The fact of the matter, the border is closed." Unquote. No, that's called an LIE lie. Borders wide open. If the border were closed, these people would not have gotten across, or they would have come in with passports and visas and airplane or bus tickets or whatever, and they wouldn't be baking inside of a truck and baking to death in the hot Texas sunshine. And the reason this has happened is the border is wide open. This is what Joe Biden has wanted from day one. And I think the whole idea here is to get as many, as I call them, FDAs, future Democrats of America, across the border into the United States. Once they're here, they're going to stay here. These people aren't going anywhere. They're not going to be deported. They're going to stay here forever. The number of people under Biden, I think it's about just under 3 million since Biden got in, about 2.9 million. You add them up, and I believe the number exceeds the populations of Vermont. I believe it's Vermont, Alaska, North Dakota, and Wyoming, if I remember correctly. I mean, these people, if they had their own state, it would be about the size of Kansas, and it would have two senators and four members of the United States House of Representatives. So that's how many people have been encountered on the Southwest border under Biden.
And they will find out
four,
just
four
like
times as many as under the previous the last 16 months of Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, this is just like, well, first of all, this is not the first time it's happened. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps, stationed at Camp Pendleton, we had a similar situation where illegals were stuffed into a truck and they found them dead. And this was 1971, 1972 when I was stationed there. So this has been going on forever. So, you know, in here, and each time it's tragic, but you think, you know, after all these years, we would know better, but such is the case for this socialist democratic party that cares little about the consequences or the effects, whether we're talking about, you know, minorities in here, in this case, illegal migrants coming into the country. And with the open door policy, we're not even talking about the drugs that are coming in. I mean, the fentanyl. There was here recently in California, they arrested two young men, migrants, that had, 150-some thousand fentanyl pills that would have killed millions of people?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then what made it worse is they let them off.
Yeah, off they go. So they can go back and, you know, go back to their fine work. No, it's astonishing. We've got the complete lack of sovereignty, national sovereignty. That's completely shot when your border disappears. And you've got these, I think the number I heard recently was something like 600 or 700 people who've been found dead on the border, who just either in this truck or another, just people crossing the desert, who just fall down from thirst and exhaustion, and they find their, you know, their bodies or their skeletons out in the middle of the desert. And then you've got the other people who do get through, and they're put on buses and planes and flown all around the country. These people get free cell phones. These people will be getting free medical care. I just saw in the news on Fox News on Stuart Varney's show a few minutes ago, they want to set up this sort of a, I don't know, kind of a sleepaway camp, if you will, for something like, I think it's 14,000 unaccompanied minors who were caught at the border just last month alone. And they're going to put these, they're going to put these kids on a, maybe not all 14,000, but many of them, in this camp for 5 years because they don't have any parents. What? They're orphans. And this is, and then this is presented as caring and compassionate and big-hearted and welcoming, all this sort of thing, as these bodies pile up, as people die from fentanyl poisoning, as our borders breached, as our society, societal resources are stretched to be given to people who are not welcome here, not given permission to come in, basically violated the law, broken our country, and invaded the United States of America, while the rest of us are trying to figure out how to pay our bills and keep our local, state, and federal governments chugging along. And the whole idea, I think, here on the part of Biden is to get as many of these people as they can into the country and get them voting Democrat as soon as possible. I think it's the whole impetus here. That's what they, I think it's a deliberate policy. That's why they're doing it. And if some people die in a truck along the way, well, too bad for them.
Exactly.
I think it's the exact idea and concept of the nice guy in the White House, Joe Biden.
Think about it right now, DeRoy. 14,000 kids on federal property, left to their own devices, so to speak. I'm sure they'll bring in a public school contingent to come in and groom those kids to God only knows what.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this spells danger all over, you know, to have this kind of occupancy. And this is right now, 14,000. What's it going to be like by the end of Joe Biden's regime?
Well, I mean, if you keep up this pace, I mean, assuming he stays just for 4 years, if this pace continues, we're talking about probably about 7 or 8 million people breaking into this mm-hmm. country and staying here. I mean,
exactly.
What is that? That's an entire brand new New York City. New York City's about 8 million. Mm-hmm. So think of it as a brand
right.
new
exactly.
Entire New York City of people who've broken into this country, invaded, and are just going to stay here. Because once they're here, I don't see these people ever leaving.
Yeah, they'll do the same thing that they did to California. I mean, the demography of California has totally changed as a result of the open borders and the sanctuary cities and everything like that. A couple of minutes left. Let's talk about New York State's GOP governor, Lee Zeldin, ended up winning over Andrew Giuliani.
Yes, Lee Zeldin, congressman from the 1st District of New York out on Long Island, won a very decisive victory over Andrew Giuliani, the son of the former mayor. I was at the Lee Zeldin event last night on Long Island. He gave an excellent, stirring, very passionate speech about restoring the glory of New York State, turning this state around in terms of the economy, in terms of lower taxes, ending this tremendous surge in crime we've suffered, firing Alvin Bragg and the other prosecutors who don't want to prosecute mm-hmm. criminals but instead want to pat them on their backs and send them back so they can continue their criminal careers, making sure kids actually learn to love our country in school and not hate our country, which is what they're being taught in so many public schools, expanding school choice. He talked about this very warmly, very energetically, very passionately last night out in Baldwin, Long Island. It was a great speech, very, very motivating, and he had the entire GOP ticket up there. I think the New York State Republican Party is unified, and the whole goal here is to take Kathy Hochul, who's just been a terrible governor on top of Andrew Cuomo, who's a terrible governor, and send Kathy Hochul back to the private sector where she can you know, do whatever she wants in the private sector and leave the rest of us alone. So I wish him great luck.
Well, you know, people are saying, DeRoy, it's now or never for Republicans in New York, right?
I think it is. I mean, if we have another 4 years of Democrat rule, especially one-party Democrat rule, which is what we have now, we've got a Democrat governor, Democrat state senate, Democrat state assembly, Democrats running all the big cities here. I mean, it's just a dem kind of state. And what do you see? You see a crime surge, tremendous vagrancy on the streets. I live here in New York City. We've got garbage and rats like I've never seen before. I mean, I walked down the street and lived a couple times. The rats are between my legs. Like, and I don't like rats. I'm not a fan of the rats.
Oh, my gosh.
And I jump three feet up in the air. I literally now, as long as there's no traffic, I walk in the middle of the street because I'm not on the sides where the trash cans are and where the garbage bags are. I don't do that middle of the day because you can get run over. But if it's at night and the streets are empty, I don't walk in the sidewalks. I walk in the middle of the street. It's almost like a one-man parade, if you will.
Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch, has been with us. Thank you, DeRoy. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Yeah, Bill, thank you very much.
This report is sponsored by the National Safety Council. It's the summer season, which is a time of increased injuries and fatalities. That's why every June, we observe National Safety Month, to remind everyone of the importance of keeping each other safe. both on and off the clock. Did you know more than 4,100 preventable workplace deaths and 4 million injuries occurred in 2020 alone? It's time to stand up for safety. Be part of the solution. Learn how you can become a safety hero at work and in your community today. Free National Safety Month tools and resources are available at nsc.org/nsm.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Martin, President and CEO of the National Safety Council. While safety should be top of mind all year, we urge everyone to focus even more acutely on safety this month. Whether it's at work, on the road, at home, or anywhere in between, it's more important than ever we work together to take safety personally and speak up to keep each other safe.
To learn more, visit nsc.org/nsm.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two men are facing smuggling charges resulting in deaths of 53 people in San Antonio's Texas Heat. 45-year-old Homero Zamorano Jr. and 28-year-old Christian Martinez will face a jury. Lawlessness continues to rule the streets in New York City overnight. A 20-year-old woman pushing a stroller with a 3-month-old baby had her life taken away in the Upper East Side. NYPD Commissioner Keechan Sewell.
Immediately after the shooting, the suspect fled the scene on foot, heading eastbound on East 95th Street. He is described as a male who was last seen wearing a hooded sweatshirt, sweatpants, and black pants, all black. At this time, there are no arrests, and I am urging anyone who has information that can help us with this investigation to please call us at 1-800-577-TIPS.
This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Back 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Daniel Natal back with us. Always great to have Daniel here as he helps to square up, you know, those round things that are supposed to be in round holes, but somehow this government, Biden administration, keeps trying to slam them and force fit them into arenas that just don't make sense and are creating pain for everybody across the country, dare I say, even around the world. Daniel is one who teaches business ethics and is a news analyst and commentator for the New American Magazine. Daniel, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Glad to be back. I consider you a font of sanity in a crazy, crazy world, so it's great to talk to you.
Well, always appreciate our time together. Well, today is an eventful day, and just about 2.5 hours from now, Justice Breyer will say bye-bye and go into retirement in a way that has kind of been typical of this administration. I mean, let's not do things according to tradition. Let's just throw them out the door. Justice Breyer had, out of respect and tradition, let the president know that he had intentions to retire, but that usually isn't announced until after, you know, the final session. But this was leaked out just like the decision of Roe leaked out to the press. And Justice Breyer had no other recourse but to, move forward with his retirement, not have any second thoughts about it. And meanwhile, Joe Biden nominated an interesting candidate to replace them, a woman who doesn't know the definition of a woman, and we will see what kind of impact she has on the court going forward, right?
Yeah, Ketanji Brown Jackson. It is indicative, or suggestive, I should say, of a kind of political machinations in the background. around. Usually, you know, like when the end of a presidential administration is coming, you know, coming to fruition, they'll try to, you know, put these judges through and everything. So it is interesting that it's happening right now at this point, you know, rather than toward the end of an election cycle, or something like that. So it does, I'm not setting up any, you know, conspiracy theories, but, you know, trial balloons perhaps. I don't know. You know, whether,
well, you know, they're still bruised.
Not to fulfill his term.
Right. Yeah. Maybe that's probably it. They probably though, hey, we better get this in the can before it's too late because we already had a oops with Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, exactly. Like whether it's health issues, you know, from Biden, or whether, you know, there's larger fears, you know, going around, you know, regarding, you know, succession issues. Who knows? But it is odd. It's really odd the timing of this happening, you know. So, there's another likely scenario too that there's going to be, you know, kind of repressive legislation, that's going to be coming up that even Breyer wouldn't have gone along with. So they're, you know, basically getting someone who's going to rubber stamp, you know, for instance, as an example, they want to, you know, kind of lock into stone, you know, like a global, you know, pandemic preparedness taxation schemes and all this kind of stuff that they're, you know, that are happening right now that the news is not reporting on. And perhaps they see.
And they want and they want to subordinate authority to the WHO.
Yeah, exactly. And perhaps.
I mean, this is scary stuff. I mean, all of a sudden, what happened to a free America?
Well, even Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, a woman on the hard left, just speaking, you invoked Roe versus Wade. Even she said that was bad law. So if you have people who are even on the radical left admitting that, you know, well, maybe we shouldn't be giving up U.S. sovereignty, you know, for whatever, you know, regarding these global organizations, you know, but with this new raft of people, if you have a person who doesn't even know what a woman is, how does she know what the law is? Like she
exactly
rubber stamp anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, and going back to what you said, you know, forgive me, I'd be the last one to ever correct you. But again, I think language is so important, especially around Roe v. Wade, that it's confusing everybody. And the media, you know, keeps putting things out there that, you know, is not exactly correct because Roe v. Wade was never a law. It was a decision. And this is the problem. I mean, it's kind of ironic that the Democrats are so outraged 49 years later when they've had 49 years to codify it. They knew it was weak. Just as you said, Ruth Bader Ginsburg had said it's precarious. It wasn't appropriately processed and codified as a law. It was a decision by the Supreme Court. And people are led to believe, oh, this is, you know, that the court has overturned a right and law, and which is not the case at all. In fact, what it did, it empowered the states. It did what our Constitution calls you know, situations like this in terms of having a limit on our government. Our government is not supposed to overreach, and certainly they did with Roe v. Wade. And the court, I believe, in their wisdom, said, no, we've got to rectify that wrong that has been going on for 49 years, and this needs to go back to the states. So it wasn't made illegal. It just set the process back in order the way it should be, right?
Well, one of the things that maybe, you know, made me think, and this is just pure speculation, but every time that the government does something, you have to look at who benefits from that action. You know, for instance, in our Constitution, we have the post office is one of the, you know, kind of articles of infrastructure that were created along with the Navy, along with the courts. The post office was, you know, was in there in constitutional. Mm-hmm. So it had a monopoly. And so later on, when UPS came in, FedEx, DSL, all these things, smoky backroom deals were done. And, you know, they allowed the free market in there. And I'm actually for the free market. I'm not going against that. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, whenever, you know, a decision is made, there's a beneficiary. And DLS, mm-hmm. UPS, and FedEx were beneficiaries of that, Amazon.com even. But so when they get rid of, you know, this decision and they say, okay, we're going to send it back to the states, one of the people who is panicking, one of the institutions that are panicking is going to be Planned Parenthood. And one of the things that made me curious was right after, you know, the news broke on this, military bases were saying that, you know, we're not going to honor what the state decides. You know, if we're a military base, which makes us federal territory in a state that has, you know, banned, you know, abortion, that we're welcoming young women to come in to have abortions on these military bases. And I was just, my jaw dropped on that, because all of a sudden you look at Planned Parenthood, who had been implicated in giving, you know, fetal parts to.
Yeah, selling baby parts. Exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for fetal lines for either stem cell research or for even there was a company called, Cenemix. Cenemix mm-hmm. makes artificial flavors for all sorts of companies. Tropicana, Nestle, Gatorade uses aborted fetal line cells from kidneys, from aborted fetuses, and they were getting that from Planned Parenthood. This was big business. They were this was a cottage industry, and now Planned mm-hmm. Parenthood isn't delivering, you know, or their ability to deliver that product is now curtailed. But now, right on cue, you see the military is suddenly like, oh well, these aborted fetal, well, come, we're just out of pure altruism, girls, come to our military bases, and we're going. It's very suspicious, you know, in terms of like DARPA and these dark projects that are happening. And mm-hmm. I don't know, like there's layers to this, is my point.
Well, no doubt, and the military is very complex right now, because it's not about keeping us safe anymore. It's all about the politics of socialism, isn't it? I mean, here they are. I mean, even the U.S. Naval Academy has this video. I don't know if you've seen this, Daniel, that they're indoctrinating the cadets on, pronoun usage. Wait a minute. You know, you're there to learn about war, not about pronouns.
Well, I mean, it's part and parcel. I mean, look at our embassies mm-hmm. around the world, where the United States flag is either removed altogether or it's greatly minimized. You have this, like, 2-foot flag, and then you have a 20-foot, like, rainbow flag on our embassies all around the world. And this is true both of our country, of Canada, of England. You know, so it's basically, you know, kind of like the NATO countries are mm-hmm. pushing these values that are not American values. I mean, when we had the Soviet Union as a foil, they were the atheist state. They were the Marxist, who said religion is the opium of the people, and as a result of that, we put In God We Trust in our currency. We put, you know, One Nation Under God in our salute, which hadn't been there before. You know, so our and the world loved us. We had immense soft power. They loved the idea of a virtuous and free people, an independent people, but a moral people, right? And we had tremendous respect all around the world. After the fall of the Soviet Union, when we became the unipower, all of a sudden, a lot of those Soviet ideas and teachings, these foreign imports came into America and were grafted.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Daniel after this. Stay with us.
We are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Daniel Natale continues with us. He is a commentator for the New American Magazine, a business ethics and news analyst. Daniel, it has been quite the week, as every week ever since Joe Biden became president. There's no lack for conversation or commentary. And, of course, as if that's not enough, we still deal with the insanity of the January 6th hearings. You know, I think the American people are figuring it out. It's a big yawner. You know, they realize on its surface it's not fair. Even Democrats, who this should be, you know, kind of a shining moment for them, are embarrassed. I mean, to the degree that they're just saying, look, I just can't have any more to do with this party. I mean, what they are doing in terms of castigating a former president in what amounts to be a kangaroo court. You know, you have a witness, so to speak, you know, that comes in based on hearsay, makes these statements that are shortly refuted by the people who were actually there saying that that didn't happen. But yet the media and some of the Democrats, of course, Adam Schiff, I mean, he hyperventilates over everything. You know, they're losing their skulls over what somebody said that you find out subsequently from the people who were in the room or right there in the beast said that didn't happen.
Yeah, well, you have to beware, just for your audience, there's a cognitive error where they want us to pay attention to personalities, right? So they want us paying attention to Trump, or they want us paying attention to, you know, Biden or whatever. But the actual thing to pay attention to are the deeper systemic structures, right? Like Danella Meadows said that. She said, don't expect to send a single person to Washington and he's going to save you. If you don't change the system, you'll change nothing. So there's rumors coming out about the January 6th thing that it's not actually about Trump. They don't care about Trump. What they actually want to do, what their long goal is to get rid of the Electoral College. And that's what it's a step toward doing.
Right. And that's like so much of this kabuki theater. It's all sleight of hand. I mean, even with all that's going on with Ukraine and Russia, it's like, wait a minute, you know, who's got their eye on the ball? And meanwhile, we've got a president going overseas. And I said this going, you know, from the very beginning, of all people, we're sending Joe Biden to negotiate on behalf of the American people. Joe Biden, of all people. I mean, let's find the worst guy in the lineup.
And we need somebody who can go out and get a single, but we're going to go out and put somebody in the lineup that only strikes out. He can't even get a base on balls. He only strikes out. That's all he does. So we're going to count on him to bring back deliverables to do something about, you know, our energy problems. And, of course, you know, even Macron kind of gives him a little study here and says, hey, Joe, you know, the people who are just saying, you know, whether it's Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, the rest of them are saying, go pound it, man. Go pound it in your own country. You've got oil over there. Don't come to us. We're not going to do any more. We're not here to help you out, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, well, just speaking of structures, systemic structures, like the United States right now, like Trump ran on this, and it's one of the reasons he won, is he said that, you know, we're not a serious country anymore insofar as, like, when we sent diplomats to negotiate treaties, you know, in the 1700s, it was Thomas Jefferson, it was John Adams, it was James Madison. When we did, you know, treaties now, we're sending donors. We're not sending people who've trained in diplomacy. We're sending Carolyn Kennedy. We're sending Kim Kardashian. You know, like, anybody who gives money is now the ambassador to Brazil or the ambassador to England. And they're incompetent. And Trump ran on this saying, you know, you have to stop this system that rewards incompetence. And the apotheosis of that is, of course, Joe Biden is, you know, the person who failed up and is, you know, kind of, you know, being dispatched in the name of the United States. And it's kind of embarrassing. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's the poster child for the Peter Principle. You remember that. And he's failed up. And here we are. We're paying the price. Yeah, we can laugh about it, but people are in pain here in River City. You know, $7 a gallon of gas is what my son is paying in California. My daughter close to that in Hawaii. And, you know, we've got, you know, poor people on fixed incomes here in, you know, in middle America. And across the country that are in a lot of pain and just they're having a go with it in trying to pay their bills based on democratic policies, not on Putin. Certainly Putin's exacerbating the problem, but the problems were already there beforehand. And even, you know, even the administration officials for the Biden administration have had to admit that these problems were in existence before Putin.
Well, I mean, there was even a congressional hearing, I think, and where they were talking about, and I think it was Joe Manchin, even a Democrat, who was questioning one of the people at the Department of Energy, where they were talking about how their policy going forward is not to give out licenses or permits to energy exploration companies in the United States, where they were, and this has never been done before, where they were just going to 100% just shut off all energy exploration to basically sabotage, you know, the independence of the United States in terms of, you know, having petroleum, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, this is unprecedented. This has never been done before, according to Manchin. So, you know, something is not right. You know, something is amiss. And one would benefit from looking at all the kickbacks that, for instance, Burisma, you know, Joe Biden getting money from both China and the Ukraine from these oil producing countries to basically shut off our oil. And then, you know, they get that market share and then he gets a kickback.
Exactly. Well, you know, he's got to get his beak wet, and we know there has to be at least 10% for the big guy. That's clear. And for him to, you know, say repeatedly that he knew nothing about his son's business, but then, little did he know that Hunter would keep smoking guns abounding in his laptop, and we hear by Joe's own voice, you know, his admission in so many words that he was clearly involved and aware of what his son was doing on behalf of the Biden family. Boy, I'll tell you where this ends up. This is crazy nuts where we are. It is just a massive mess. But all this speaks to what you're talking about, Daniel, and that is it is systemic. And it's systemic to the point that you wrote about it in terms of the psychology of totalitarianism. I mean, there is a psychology, a worldview that is running rampant in the institutions of our government.
Yeah, just to hit that, I mentioned earlier the cognitive error of paying attention to personalities and not systems. And so Herbert Spencer in 1873, he wrote about this and he said that you have to look at the institutions in a society, and those institutions are government, religion, education, you know, academia, you know, media, marriage is an institution, and all of these institutions interplay with each other, right? In a totalitarian state, all of those institutions are integrated into one giant system. So the difference between a dictator and a totalitarian totalitarian is a dictator only controls one institution. He just controls government. A totalitarian wants to control all institutions, and that's basically what we're watching now. We're watching a group of technocrats who basically want one integrated set of systems where they can cancel you if you ever step out of line. Exactly. You know, in the political sphere, they can shut off your money. In the economic sphere, and they're training the populace to go along with it right now. They're training a passive populace, and that's kind of, you know, toward the psychology of totalitarianism, you know.
And they're pretty bold. I mean, to tell you up front that by 2030, you will own nothing and you'll like it.
Yeah, exactly. And so if your audience ever looks up John Stuart Mill in 1861, Mill said that a republic requires an active population. He said that a population in a republic has to vote, has to do jury duty. He said in a totalitarianism, the population is trained to be passive. And he said what that passivity training consists of, he says an active person, if he sees something wrong with himself, he changes it. A passive person is trained to blame others. So you're seeing that now with grievance culture, where they're being trained that if their life isn't going well, that it's because, you know, the patriarchy or white people made your life. So this is passivity training. This is the training that one would see in a totalitarian state.
And, of course, we're seeing it on full display under the leadership of Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the perfect example of the blame culture, is he not?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's what we have to be careful of, because, you know, like I said, like traditional America was all about like independence, was about freedom. Mm-hmm. I mean, like what does freedom mean? It's the Declaration of Independence, right?
Exactly.
You're not being told to be dependent. You're told to be independent if you're free. And then the children now, I mean, you look at Yale, and they had signs up, all these, you know, Ivy League students who you would assume, you know, these are going to be the future leaders, you know, ostensibly, and they're holding up signs saying free speech is hate speech. You know, ban the First Amendment. You know, they're being trained to think that censorship is good and wholesome and apple pie and all American, and it's not. I mean, like I said earlier in the previous segment, these are foreign imports. These are not American concepts. These are not even Western concepts. These are like Eastern Bloc Soviet concepts that are now being imported into the West, and it's very disturbing to watch.
And if you held to any remnant of critical thought, you would see the hollowness of this. I mean, you would look back for the empirical evidence, because show me in history any time that this ever worked for the good of all concerned.
Yeah, exactly. It creates a fragile system, right? So, like, in nature, there's always redundancies. There's always backups, right? So you have two lungs, you have two legs, you have two nostrils, two ears. And so the call of the dictator is basically efficiency. He's basically going to say, hey, I'm going to run society along scientific lines, and I'm going to get rid of all these icky redundancies that make government inefficient. Well, guess what? We purposely made government inefficient so a dictator couldn't rise up, a totalitarian couldn't rise up. So we have inefficiencies built in there, but they're redundancies. So you'll have the dictator saying, I'm going to make more efficient government, by which he means removing checks and balances. And once he removes those checks and balances and he's all powerful, that's great for him in the short run. But in the long run, imagine the charlatan who comes up to you and is like, I'm going to make your body more efficient. Let's get rid of one of your lungs. Why do you need two kidneys? You know, why do you need, you know, two legs? I'm going to make you real efficient. Well, what happens is that system becomes extremely fragile, and it's subject to collapse. Look, like a car. A car is designed to have four tires, but you have a fifth tire in case a tire pops, right? So these totalitarian states are just built on very fragile systems where you don't get multiple opinions. You get one opinion, the woke
opinion. That's it.
And if you don't get it, you know. So these systems usually collapse. So,
yeah, talk about the dumbing down of we the people. But this is what it's all about, and this is where the brilliant constructors of our Constitution helped us out.
About the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.